We are now just passing our hot tub, and we are on a footbridge which leads to the treehouse that I built over a period of 6.5 years.
We are high above the elaborately landscaped backyard of Jack Barnhart and Bob Shankey in Pleasant Hill, just east of Des Moines. Both are 71 and have lived together 27 years. They married during a quiet ceremony in 2009 when the Iowa Supreme Court ruled gay couples could do so. Even though they had inklings of their homosexuality from an early age, neither announced it publicly until they were near 40. Barnhart says the news was hard for some members of his family to accept.
My sweet daddy he didn't say that much, but honestly, about a year later, he said, you know, I don't think Jack is gay. I just think he's flamboyant.
Barnhart was married with children when he came out. Shankey had a daughter with his wife, Ruth. The Shankeys met at a small Lutheran college in Nebraska. She beat him at bowling on their first date. But after marriage, she says the relationship began to change, and she didn't understand why.
To be honest with you, I thought that he must have had another woman that he was attracted to, because he started acting really different coming in late hours, and I didn't know where he was.
She says her first reaction when she learned her husband was gay was relief, because there was no other woman in the picture, and he said he still loved her. Bob Shankey says they decided to keep the marriage alive.
She said that as long as she felt that she was priority, that she was number one in my life, that we would work with this if I wanted to, and I did.
They stayed married 10 more years. But as in almost all cases of gay-straight marriages, they eventually could no longer live as husband and wife. They remain close friends. Together, they founded a support group for the spouses of gays.
I had people driving from Sioux City, from Iowa City, to come to that support group. And several tell me that they would have committed suicide if it wasn't for that, because they were in such a lonely place, you know.
Bob Shankey and Jack Barnhart grew up gay in an age when public attitudes toward homosexuality were more condemning than today. The presence of a growing number of gay role models is making it easier for young people to come out. 18-year-old Stephen Boatwright realized he was gay by the time he turned 11. 2 years later, he was launching the first gay support group at his middle school in Des Moines.
In eighth grade is when I really came into my own and became comfortable with who I was and decided to come out to my entire family, to the entire school, and to the entire world, and I'm glad that I did at such an early age.
Even though it meant he fell victim to bullying at school. Iowa's only openly gay legislator was already an elected official when he came out. Democratic Senator Matt McCoy of Des Moines had served 2 terms in the Iowa House and was beginning a 3rd term in the Senate when he sat down with then-Governor Tom Vilsack to share his secret.
I said, frankly, the rumors and the speculation and, you know, the conversations that were occurring around what was happening were actually detrimental, and that it's time for me to just start talking about him openly.
McCoy has since been elected to 2 more 4-year terms in the Senate, and he does not plan to leave public life anytime soon. Rich Eichener was openly gay when he ran for Congress in a Republican primary in 1984. He had come out 6 years before. He quotes a friend when he says a gay person only comes out when it's too painful not to.
So it got to the point that the stress, you know, my skin was breaking out, you know, and all kinds of things, that the stress was just so great, I couldn't do anything else. And so coming out was the healthy solution.
Eichener finished 2nd in a 4-person primary field after the Republican establishment recruited a candidate to keep him from the nod. He has since left the party and is now a registered independent. There is no instructional manual for how to emerge from the closet. Nate Monson discovered this when he came out at Clark University in Dubuque.
Well, how do I know I'm gay? There has to be a test. So I went back. When I went back to college, I Googled, am I gay, hoping there'd be a quiz or something. And, of course, the response Google gave me was, if you like men, you're gay, which I didn't find that very helpful at the time.
Dana Stueling already knew quite a bit about the lives of gays, so it was relatively easy to come out to her family back in Pennsylvania.
My aunt is a lesbian, and she and her partner have long been a full and complete members of my family, and so it wasn't a big deal when I came out.
But many more closeted gays are like Leslie Gerhardt, co-owner of a property management firm in Des Moines. She came out in her mid-20s, but had considered her sexual orientation for years before coming to terms with it.
You know, I just was afraid to be labeled a lesbian. When I first came out, I couldn't even say the word lesbian.
In the case of Gerhardt's spouse, Lisa Deaton, it took an intervention from her mother when she was also in her mid-20s before she could talk about being gay.
And she said, I know why you're crying. I know why you're upset. And so she told me, she said, you know, I think you're gay and that you're struggling with that. And that wasn't an easy conversation for her because, you know, she was struggling with it too.
Deaton says the first conversation a gay person has when coming out is not the last one on the subject. Going publicly gay is a lifelong process, she says. The topic comes up time and time again as she meets new people or starts new jobs. It's a conversation she's had hundreds of times and is likely to have hundreds of times more. In Pleasant Hill, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.